AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. A handful of former President Trump's allies have been subpoenaed by the House Select Committee investigating January's deadly attack on the U.S. Capitol. Lawmakers want to hear from Roger Stone, Alex Jones, and three others over their involvement in rallies that preceded the Capitol riot. The Florida man who walked around the Capitol that day with Nancy Pelosi's lectern has pleaded guilty to entering a restricted building. It's part of a plea deal arrangement. Police in Waukesha, Wisconsin say the suspect, whose SUV rammed dozens at a Christmas parade, had been involved in a domestic dispute just minutes before. Daryl Brooks will be charged with 5 counts of intentional homicide.
A 39-year-old man is in jail after leaving the site of a domestic disturbance before police arrived and barreling into a parade underway Sunday in Waukesha, Wisconsin. In this from ABC 7 Chicago, Police Chief Dan Thompson says officers were not chasing.
There's no pursuit that led up to this incident. This is not a terrorist event.
4 of the 5 killed are women, 52 to 78 years old, the other an 81-year-old man. Nearly half of the 48 people injured are children. I'm Tim McGuire.
Closing arguments today in the Georgia trial of 3 white men accused of killing Ahmaud Arbery last year. The defense says the man who shot and killed Arbery was trying to protect his neighborhood from a suspected burglar.
Responsibility and following the law will always be intertwined with heartache and tragedy.
The White House is reporting more than 90% of federal workers have received at least one dose of a COVID vaccine. Today was the deadline set by the Biden administration. And President Biden wants to keep Fed Chairman Jerome Powell on board. He's nominated Powell for his 2nd term. Stocks rallied on the news, but ended mostly lower by the end of the trading day. This is AP News. A church organization says 2 of its 17 missionary members kidnapped in Haiti have been freed.
Christian Aid Ministries says it could not give the names of those released, why they were freed, or other information. The Ohio-based group says while we rejoice at this release, our hearts are with the 15 people who are still being held. There are 5 children in the group of 16 American citizens and 1 Canadian. The missionaries were kidnapped by a gang on October 16, with the leader threatening to kill the hostages unless his demands were met. He wanted $1 million per person. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. is keeping up pressure on Russia over a Russian pipeline project in Europe that it opposes. The State Department has announced sanctions on a business purported to have Russian ties involved in the Nord Stream 2 project. The Biden administration's targeted 8 people and 17 vessels involved in the pipeline project. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.